Hi, join me on the mean streets of Cromer and less fashionable environs as a burst of February sunshine apologises for poking its nose into another season's business. I'm a private eye. My real name is Dick Barton Turf, but I only use that when a bit of extra gravitas is needed to impress potential clients who carry bags of money, lofty self-esteem, and a passion for making society waves in posher parts of Broadland. You can call me Crabpot, bobbing around in darker waters outside Poppyland Pimpernel's investigation agency. I've worked with the best before washing up here, including Denver Sleuth, Beyond Downham, and Walsingham Matilda, an expert on the fleshpots of Fakenham. Let me tell you about my first major examination on this coastal beat, more suited to sou'wester and oilskins, rather than a new tuxedo every week, and glasses you can stand up umbrellas in. I tell customers I'm 39. I have been for the best part of 30 years. I don't recognise myself as a dead shot, but I can be pretty dangerous with a wet towel. She wore a smile as forced as early season rhubarb. Lips of fire engine red loitered around teeth of drifting snow white. She crossed her legs with enough slow sensuality to evoke fond memories for a legion of winter-gnarled veterans queuing for flu jabs on mufflers and mittens mornings. Her fur stole threatened to spring alive, desert those elegant shoulders, and cause trouble for a mug of tea steaming in a world of its own by a shabby copy of the A to Z of Sidestrand speakeasies. I offered her a cigarette from a new case I'd brought out of the last case I solved. A broken halo of smoke sat over our silence. Suddenly she snapped open a shiny crimson handbag, fussed in it like a mole packing hastily for a holiday, and lifted out a small black-and-white photograph into the light. She fixed me with the sort of doleful look my secretary Velda reserved for pleas to increase her wages, before she walked out in a huff to marry a rich attorney from L.A., that's Lower Aylmerton. "Hello, can I help you, miss, or is it Mrs.?" My initial inquiry fell on a plump cushion of warm breaths and earnest glances. "Just call me Ladybird. That's my stage name. Real-life details to follow if you take the job, and I agree to your terms." She purred like a kitten needing a fondle before a basket nap. I fought to keep pet habits to myself. Haggling lasted for nearly 30 seconds of quality time. I had to keep on feeding the fire of ambition, albeit in a more homely grate, since stepping way out of my class and beyond my patch in a vain search for the Matlaska falcon. Ladybird's photograph introduced me to her missing beau, a real estate agent called Elmer Edge, whose last known address was the optimistically labelled Sunrise Boulevard on Haysborough Cliffs. He specialised in mansions with wedding cake decorations around double dormer windows and a Rolls-Royce silver wraith or Chrysler sedan living outside. A man of simple tastes, simply luxurious. Cometh the hour, cometh the boy, time to engage the burgeoning talents of my latest bloodhound with acne, work experience wonder Marcus, on loan to me from the scholarly confines of L.A., that's Limpenhoe Academy. Still a few rough edges to smooth out before Marcus can frame a few detection diplomas and so cover the damp patches near the office door. I just know he'll refer to our new client as that bishy Barnaby Mawther. An air of rustic innocence can open doors hitherto locked to more genteel inquiries, but my silver-tongued sidekick must accept not all members of society enjoy being hailed as my old booty. I served my angst-ridden apprenticeship with Cromer Crime Crackers in a golden age before Second Homers, bobble-hatted twitchers and celebrity chefs rendered it all but impossible to know where the next suspect might be coming from. Ladybird has flown. She'll be back to reopen those dainty wings of supplication on my humble runway of hope. Marcus is out on his BSA, Bantam, looking for Mr. Edge. Perhaps a new era is dawning, and we must be worthy of its creation and its challenges. I'll be ready one day to solve the biggest mystery of all, the lost village of Understrand. In the meantime, I'm heading for LA. That's Lazy Afternoon.